Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's game day, baby. WIP Afternoon Show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Spike, it's game day. Jackie Baseball, the best team in baseball is back. Holla at your boy.
Spike, good to see you, buddy. Didn't think we were going to make it in today.
Oh, yeah. That is great. It's great, China
cool,
Park.
Calm and collected. I agree. Phil's Brewer, 740. It's game day, people.
Well, if I wasn't anxious enough with the home opener and 9 days in between games to make myself even more anxious than I would normally be, sitting, waiting to get into the parking lot, not knowing if I'd be here for the start of the show, really amped it up, Ike. It really amped it up. So I ask you, here we are, home opener, Nick Foles night, Falcons in town. Of course, you being one of the most legendary Falcons.
Former Falcon great.
In history. I want you to tell me whether you are feeling about tonight's game confident or if you're nervous. I'm sure you can expect where I'm feeling. I will let you know after you. But are you feeling confident about tonight's game? Are you a little shaky?
Well, first of all, you two.
What did I get the finger for?
I'm just saying the Falcon great thing. I don't need that today.
I wouldn't have said it if Jack didn't say it first. He fed it to me.
You're asking me about my confidence level.
Yeah, confident or nervous?
I'm confident, brother. I'm confident. Listen, Hugh, go get a dog, man. I don't know what the hell's happening to Hugh Douglas.
Well, he's talking about his hometown team.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Listen.
Everybody's a Falcon.
Yes.
Yeah. We're causing issues early.
Hey, yeah. I don't know what's happened to my brother, but he sounded a little nervous on the way in here today. I know AJ's not playing, and AJ is a huge loss. Don't get me wrong. I think he's the best football player on the team. So you can't lose your best player and not think it can have some sort of impact on the overall game plan and how the team plays tonight. That being said, this team is just too talented on the offense. They're at home. It'll be interesting to see what we do differently from last week to this week, what type of game plan we're coming in with, especially now that AJ is out. Atlanta, knowing AJ is out, how do they defend Devontae as well as making sure Saquon doesn't go off? Thankfully, we have a dual way to sort of attack a team, attack a defense. I think that's what will prevail for us tonight. I feel confident. I'm still not sure how healthy Kirk Cousins is. Atlanta, listen, I think Atlanta's a good football team. I think if the quarterback was 100% healthy and playing better, you may have seen a different outcome last week against Pittsburgh. That being said, they were never coming here, healthy Kirk Cousins or not, and getting a W tonight. Not on Nick Foles' night. As that ain't happening. Not when I know there's going to be Super Bowl champions in the building tonight to help celebrate their teammate retiring tonight, including Jason Kelce. He'll be in the building tonight. Fletcher Cox will be in the building tonight. Like, there are several guys that will be back here. This will be a celebratory night. I don't think the game will be easy. I really don't, but I think the Eagles are just too strong, and we're at home. Bird's winning tonight. Do I need to hold off my score, or what am I doing?
We'll wait for score until 5:30.
All right, just know we're getting a W tonight.
All right. 215-592-9494. Are you more confident or nervous about tonight's game? Let me explain my nerves. All right. So it started last week, beginning of the week, and, of course, the Falcons did not play well, and Kirk Cousins looked like a statue. And I saw the line. The line was 6.5 points. And I'm like, you know what? This should be an easier game than I thought of when I first looked at the schedule. I think a lot of people assume that the Falcons had a shot at winning the division, but that all went away when we saw Kirk Cousins. But as time has gone on, a few things have happened. First of all, A.J. Brown not being here obviously is a big loss. I know you say they're prepared for it. Obviously, you have that many weapons. Mm-hmm. You're going to be prepared for it. But if he is the best player on the football team, that is a loss. Second of all, it's not like, as you said, the Falcons were thought to be trash this season. They do have playmakers on both sides of the ball. Defense, they've got a couple of playmakers. And on offense, we gave up big, or rather on our defensive side, we gave up big plays, a few big plays last week, and they've got a few big play players on their on the Falcons offense. The next is the sort of the Kirk Cousins thing. I am not ready to pronounce Kirk Cousins dead and buried until Kirk Cousins is actually dead and buried.
Normally plays well against the Eagles,
yeah,
too.
I mean, he played well last year.
Yep. Four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns, 360 yards.
He normally plays well, yeah.
And he is, look, he's not a championship quarterback. He's never been, you know, I know his stats on Monday night are not great. But the guy puts up numbers. And the fact that he's a statue is not really that big a deal to me in terms of his mobility. Now, if it affects his ability to throw the ball, if the injury affects his ability to throw the ball, then that's something. But the fact that he can't move is he gets the ball out quickly. Obviously, they planned for that last week, and they will do it again this week. So I don't think the idea that Kirk Cousins could come in here and throw for 300 yards and three touchdowns is off the table. Mm-hmm. And then the final thing that made me more nervous about this game than I had been previously is the performance of the New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Bucs the first 2 weeks of this season. And we had looked, I don't think anybody thought that the Bucs weren't going to be any good.
I thought the Bucs would be good.
Would be good, but the Saints were supposed to be one of the worst teams in the NFL, and they're scoring 40-some points a game. So all of a sudden,
Costo said they had the worst offense in the league.
Yes.
One of them.
Yeah. Scored 40 points a game.
Somehow Kamara got reborn.
It's unbelievable. So now the context of this game changes a little bit, which I don't think it changes how the Eagles play, but it does change how important the game is to the Eagles, especially if you want to go into that bye week feeling good about the team with now two games before the bye after this one that are not, like, those are not easy games. Playing in New Orleans is not an easy game
Tampa
now.
And Tampa won't be easy.
And Tampa won't be easy either.
Yeah.
So all of those things, and then, you know, it's not like the line changes how I feel about the game, but it does look different to see the team is a 5.5-point favorite, which is where they are after the A.J. Brown injury, as opposed to a 6.5-point favorite. So all that said, I still think it's more likely than not that the Eagles come away with a victory, but the sort of complete game, 35-17 game that I was hoping to see feels a lot less likely than it felt to me 3 or 4 days ago. Now, it could be I've had too much time to think about the game. We've had the opener was on Friday, and this game's on Monday. It's about as much time in between games without a bye as you can possibly have.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling nervous about this one. 215-592-9494. Are you feeling more nervous or more excited? Jack, where are you?
I'm confident. I think they're going to roll tonight. I really do. Like, I haven't had any nerves about this game. And maybe it's because I think I watched Kirk Cousins last week, and I'll be surprised if they can score 20 points. Like, I know they are facing the Eagles defense. I know the Eagles defense is stalwarts. But I think they're going to struggle to score 20 points. And I don't think the Eagles are going to struggle to score 20 points. So I'm pretty confident, actually, in a double-digit win. I'm like, I'm not even doing a bit here. Like, I think they come out and I think they roll this team tonight. I really do.
You would really – you don't – any team at this point against the Eagles' defense, I would not say I'm confident that this team will struggle to score 20 points.
I get it. I just think that the energy in the building tonight is going to be pretty ridiculous. Like,
sure.
With Foles back, like, I have a hard time envisioning them coming in here and playing that well. Like, I think the Eagles are ready for this one. I think – like, even with A.J. out, like, I'm not super worried about it. Like, A.J. is obviously a huge deal. We know that. But they have enough to where there's no excuse.
215-592-9494. More nervous or more confident for tonight's home opener against the Falcons? We will get to your calls as soon as Ike's done telling you about meat. Right? It's Meatman?
That's right.
For Nick Foles night, it's actually pretty perfect.
Oh, man. Some sausage?
Well, y'all irritating me already.
Yeah, already. Well, we were waiting in traffic, Ike.
Get my neck roll. I know about tackling. And you can tackle your game day menu this Eagles season with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from DJ Watson. Slow down, man. Fire up that grill at the tailgate with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. That's right. In bold flavors like jalapeno cheddar and bacon cheddar. Now, sandwiches are always better with freshly sliced meats and artisan cheeses. What's wrong with him, man? from Dietz and Watson. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find the local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing.
It is, as we said. It is.
That would have to be the first read today.
Yep, yes. It is Nick Foles night here at Lincoln Financial Field. We will start it off with our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What up, Corey?
Hey, man, listen. Y'all seen the movie House Party, right? I don't want to smell nothing. Spike, I'm with you. I smell you know what. You sounded kind of scared, man.
It's not scared of the Falcons. I want to be clear. It's just I went in – my perception of this game has changed from, hey, this is a game where we can – this can be a everybody looks great, win by double digits game, to now it sort of feels like this game could be a struggle, and that made me nervous rather than confident.
Well, it ain't going to be no struggle. I tell Jack, whenever I give y'all something, I don't give opinions. I give y'all facts. Whenever Kellen Moore rolls up on a Raheem Morris defense, go look at the stats. He whoop him. He whoop him like a I probably can't say that, but you know he whoop him.
Yeah,
like
they don't allow you to whoop kids anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I held off on it. You know, yeah. He whooped me like my mama used to whoop me. That's all
yes.
I'm gonna say. He,
yes.
There you go. Me too.
Like, yeah. We used to get whippings.
Yeah, yes. Me too.
Yeah, I'm sure Jack, you were whooped all over the place.
So whenever he roll, listen, everybody in Philly, the Delaware Valley or whatever, y'all tell me all the time we got two number one receivers, right? So, yeah. Listen, A.J. Brown is a huge loss. He's the best player on the team. But, hey, sometimes Robin got to step up and be Batman. But we got two Batmans, right? So Batman number two going to be Batman number one tonight, right? You still got, hey, that boy in the backfield, that man child. We still there.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, so let me ask you this, though, Corey.
Yeah, we got Goddard coming out tonight. Yeah, Goddard gets into the game.
And Jahan Dotson, he was the number two in Washington. We got to see if he know the playbook now. We got him, and y'all already know who won the center. Woo! We got, hey, well, I don't care who you want to call him. Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson,
DJ McConnell.
I don't care what you want to call him. Guess what? We got him. And I'm telling you right now, the way he's feeling coming out the last week, all y'all questioning, y'all try to say, oh, is he really this good? I'm worried. He got something for y'all tonight. He going to give y'all, when people get nervous or whatever, they take medicine, anxiety. You know, to take their medicine to get their calms right. They might take a drink to get their nerves right. He's going to be whatever
Jersey,
he needs
to
drink. Mm-hmm. He's going to need to drink. He's going to need to be the medicine. Whatever you want to calm the nerves, number one, going to do it for you tonight, baby. Spurs winning tonight. I'm going to give y'all 31-17, and then we're going to play the fight music.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
While we retire my boy Foles' jersey, baby. Go, Bird.
All right, Corey. 215-592-9494. You more confident or nervous about the game tonight? My nerves have creeped up a little bit each day. So here's the thing about missing AJ. And I know this all seems obvious, but Corey said something that on its face makes sense, but the more you think about it, the more you understand how much you're going to miss AJ. Okay. AJ's a number one wide receiver. Devontae's, number two. Mm-hmm. So Devontae obviously more than capable sliding into that number one spot. Mm-hmm. The difference is that he doesn't have Devontae now doesn't have Devontae on the other side.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's
it's
less about Devontae sliding into one because I think there's plenty of teams that could be successful with Devontae Smith as the number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
The problem is that it's Jahan Dotson taking. Devontae Smith's role,
right.
And then we don't even is it Johnny? Who's
Paris Campbell be brought up? Is he healthy?
I don't know.
I don't even know. Yeah,
right.
I think they can make him active.
Yeah,
right. So even if it ends up being obviously you have to put somebody in that situation,
but that's still not a right.
And then okay, we'll use Goddard more.
Might have to, yeah.
But you would you would think at some point over the last couple of years we would have seen a lot of Dallas Goedert for one reason or another. So, so it's just it's less about – I'm completely confident in Devontae because I actually think Devontae Smith is probably underrated. But then everybody else, I think it shines a light on the difference between Devontae and them.
And to your point, I mean, Devontae in that playoff game with no A.J., he went off for 8 catches and 140, 160 yards, whatever it was.
And we scored, what, 9 points?
And we scored 9 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he can still get his, just the other guys. Yeah, if he gets enough targets, he's going to catch enough passes that he'll get his numbers. But to your point, there has to be something else to the offense that dictates to the defense of how they're going to play. So with no A.J., are they doubling Devontae? Probably not. So now they are committing an extra guy to the run game with A.J. being out. At least that's what I'm thinking if I'm a defensive guy. If A.J. Brown is out, I'm not going to let Saquon beat me. If Devontae gets 6 or 7 catches for 125 yards, oh, well.
I'll live with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not letting Saquon run up and down the field on me tonight.
Yep.
So I'm just thinking if I'm a defensive-minded coach, that's where I'm going into this game plan tonight, trying to shut down. And I'm making Jalen, if I can, beat me with other guys. You're going to have to beat me with Jahan Dotson and Dallas Goedert.
Sure.
Like, those are the guys you're going to have to beat me with.
And remember, it's not like Dotson has been with the team this entire time either.
Yeah.
So it's a huge step for – now, look, he could make Howie Roseman look like a genius tonight by having a good game, and it could definitely change the – it could change the outlook moving forward for the receiving core if he's able to be great. And you mentioned defense. Speaking of defense, I didn't mention this at the top. We have two great guests on the show today. And I'm not counting Elliot. He'll be a guest.
Nah,
he's great, though.
Yeah, but he's not on this list. And I'm not counting Tommy from down the shore, though he is great. He's not on this list. Jeremiah Trotter joins us at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing to get out of Trot, I know you would think it's finding out about the play of the linebackers.
He's going to clear the air.
We got to find out once and for all.
He's going to clear the air.
Whether you are responsible for that fight and getting him thrown out of the game.
A lot of false accusations.
Well, we'll see.
I mean, I'm looking at the video. I wasn't even in the picture.
Well...
what?
You go back and read some of the articles. It seems
reading the articles.
I'm just trying to get the facts right. I'm a facts guy. So Jeremiah Trotter will join us at 3 o'clock, and then at 3:40. Speaking of defense, Fletcher Cox will join us, which is I haven't heard Fletch talk very much at all since he retired.
He's been quiet this offseason.
Yep. Yep, so I'm excited to talk to Fletcher Cox, see what he thinks of the defense. And actually, I would like to know what Fletcher Cox does every day now. And then not that he doesn't have anything but the life of a guy who today, he would know exactly what he's doing today.
I think he's a hunter.
He's a big hunter.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like, I think he's
perfect. So me and him.
Yeah, you can bond over shooting deer. That sounds like a great time.
It's great, yeah.
The poor deer of South Jersey.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. You more nervous or more confident about tonight's game? Lewis in Nebraska, you're on WIP. What's up, Lewis?
Fellas, what's going on? It's game day, baby.
Game day.
Listen, Spike, why are you nervous? Did you just see what happened last week? I mean, like, listen, the NFL should be ashamed of themselves because I almost had a Super Bowl nightmare flashback of everybody slipping and sliding. And, man, could you believe if Jalen Hurts got hurt during that game, we would be upset right now. But even on the ice in Brazil, we still put up a lot of points.
We did with our best player on offense, and with let me tell you, if we lose the turnover battle tonight, I wouldn't try doing that two straight games.
That's not the formula.
Okay,
you know,
nothing against my boy AJ, but we have like the best player since T.O. here and Barkley, and I think he's still playing. Fritzy, is he still playing tonight?
Yeah, he's still playing tonight. Yeah,
Saquon's playing.
Oh, okay. So, like, if Barkley's still playing tonight, I don't think, you know, one of our superstars down is going to make us, you know, lose this game, Spike.
Well, it is less about just – it's one of a number of things, as I said. And it's not like – Kirk Cousins is not a Hall of Famer. He's not Tom Brady, all that, you know, all that stuff. But it's also not out of the realm of possibility that a guy who gets rid of the ball quickly, throws a good ball, and has lit up the Eagles before could light up the Eagles tonight. So it's not – I don't think we saw some good things from the defense last week, but we certainly didn't see a team defensively that we're confident is going to, you know, start throwing shutouts. So it's less about that I think they're going to lose and more about that I think it's going to be a struggle. And if it's a struggle, then especially with two big games coming up before the bye after this one, then a loss is in play. I didn't think I was going to go into tonight's game thinking I was going to see a nail biter, and I think we could.
Yeah, but Spike, you have to understand this is a team sport. We're not talking about Ike's golf game. Where his
what accusations are you making?
Yeah,
this is a team event. The defense helps out just like last game, and the offense picks it up and scores points.
Okay,
that's what you need to understand, Spike. I'm gonna teach you. I know you're new to the show. I know you're not new to Philly, but I'm gonna teach you. This is not golf.
That's right.
This is football. Okay. Yeah.
So Louis is a professional golfer, Ike.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're not actually from Nebraska. I remember this now.
But it's a way better bit to pretend Louis always in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to help Spike with his golf game because golf season's almost over. But listen, Spike, you need to understand. Stop being nervous. This is not a single man sport. This is a team sport. And the team is going to pick up each other, all right?
All right. All right. Your lips
now,
to God's
now, go
ears.
Birds. And I know you guys are down at the stadium, so you know, make sure everybody's riled up down there. I love you guys.
Hold on, Louis. Give me if you're so fired. Give me a chant, the first one of the day. And I think now, the last time you did this, you were in an old folks.
You
home?
Were in a retirement home.
Yeah,
I was great. I was visiting my grandfather. It was his birthday.
Yeah,
I always try to go to see him to talk about the birds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's the best Eagles chant of the day. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. So ready. I'm going to be honest with you. It was pretty strong.
Yeah.
It's pretty strong. I forgot about the whole bit where he's actually not in Nebraska.
No, but he's perpetually in Nebraska. I will say, like, I think I'm confident they're going to win tonight. But given what we saw this weekend between the Bucs and Saints, it makes it that much more important.
Huge game.
Hell yeah, it does. Yeah.
It does. Like, if they happen to lose, you could be staring at 1-3.
And I know I should feel good that the 49ers lost and the Cowboys lost.
Yeah.
But it actually... That made me more nervous. I thought to myself, well, the 49ers can lose to the Vikings. We can certainly lose to the Falcons. If the Cowboys can lose to the Saints, we can certainly lose to the Falcons. That's what started going through my head. It actually shook me more, the losses by good teams.
Don't be shaking, man.
I am shaking.
This is early season.
Yep.
Smoke and mirrors.
Okay.
These teams. Don't give me Minnesota and Sam Darnold.
Okay.
Don't give me who else is 2-0? Don't give
Baker?
Me. Don't get no. That's legit.
Derek Carr.
I'm not sure. I need to see.
I'm not sure about
Derek Carr with the Saints. Pittsburgh. Come on, man. They scored one touchdown in 2 weeks. Sorry, Marcus. They scored one touchdown in 2 weeks. They're 2-0. You buying that team?
No, I'm not buying anybody, including us yet. That's the truth.
Well, we were supposed to be good coming in.
Yeah.
I'm talking about these teams that are actually.
But so were the
good.
Falcons. The Falcons were supposed to be pretty good.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a one-score game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I don't. Maybe Spike doesn't. I don't predict blowouts. I am not a blowout predictor.
Ike's a big those guys get paid too, guys.
Yes.
Okay. Respect the opponent.
Yes, respect the opponent.
All right. Okay.
Yes, my scores are usually going to be within 9 points.
Okay.
I think 8 points. Yeah.
I think the one time you broke it though was the Giants playoff game where it was
we knew that.
They were coming here to get boat raced.
Yeah, that was it. I think I was the only person who didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I had watched too much Giants football that year. Too much Giants football. Yeah. Okay. We want to know from you, are you feeling more nervous or more confident for tonight's game? It is Nick Foles' night for the home opener, Monday Night Football, 215-592-9494. We are at Lincoln Financial Field leading up to Eagles pregame, which starts at 6 o'clock. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.